Welcome back to the Baron Files podcast, episode 23, Krent.
We're pretty sure.
And we are pretty sure. And we do have some very exciting news for the podcast, Krent.
Massive.
It is extremely exciting.
New technology.
It is. Well, no, it's actually the technology from this company has been around for a little while.
It's new technology to this podcast.
But it is definitely something that I've been quite passionate about for a number of years.
Extremely passionate.
I have been mentioning it to everyone that will fucking listen to me. And
because it did line your pockets there at one point.
Well, it did a little bit, but not just because of that, but it saved me a fucking great deal of money.
Full disclosure.
Yeah. Absolutely. But here we go. This is a message from our new sponsors. G'day, legends. The Baron here, your host with the most. Now, let's chat about something that's been in the news lately. Solar panels. Mate, they're not just a game changer. They're a bloody ripper. They slash your electricity bill faster than you can say, righto. And guess what? Rain, hail, or shine, they're still pumping out that sweet, sweet power. Now, hold on to your hats because I've got some exciting news. Safer Solar is our official new partner. This lot have been in business for over 10 years and operate across four different states, including Victoria, ACT, New South Wales, and you guessed it, Tasmania. Head over to our Insta bio, hit the referral link, and score some extra savings off your solar system. Use code BARON, that's B-A-R-O-N, to let the team know who referred you. Right, so that's the new sponsor, Safer Solar. So they operate, I think from memory, they're the largest supplier of solar in Tasmania, or installer of solar in Tasmania.
Oh, they're number one for a reason.
They're number one, mate. So,
clear leaders.
And I've clearly partnered with the company myself, and they've jumped on board the podcast as well, which is very exciting for both of us. So, yep. Yes. Look, and honestly, like when it comes down to it, solar is fucking fantastic for an investment.
It's the future.
It saves you money. Like, honestly, the only thing you're betting against when you get solar is the fucking sun not coming up the next day. And if the sun doesn't come up tomorrow, the fucking last thing you're going to worry about is solar panels on
your
fucking
roof. We've got bigger issues
at hand. That's right.
No. And if you haven't noticed at the minute, actually just living in general is pretty fucking hard at the minute.
It is. It's fucking expensive.
Surviving is fucking expensive.
It is expensive. And the beauty, these, like, it's fucking, you can get interest free.
Yeah.
It's interest-free fucking finance on them as well.
That's exactly what's incredible. So if you can put a few more greenbacks back into your own wallet every quarter,
fucking hell.
Fucking sign me up.
Yeah, that's it. So
sign me up.
Definitely go and check them out at least. Like, it costs you nothing to give them a call. I didn't write the number down. I was supposed to write the number down, and I haven't written the fucking number down. But that's okay.
Like, what are they called?
Safer Solar. Doesn't matter. We'll get it up. I'll have the number in the show notes. I'll also have the link in the show notes, so you can go and have a chat to someone about coming out to your house and doing a referral. There it is.
So if you want to reach them on 1300 655 808.
That's it. Give them a call and let them know that the Baron Files podcast sent you.
The Baron sent. I think they might have fucked up the script they sent through though, because there was no lines for me in it. Was that a mistake?
Well, I don't know. They might have mentioned they didn't want anything to do with you. No.
They actually said, can we only be plugged in the episodes when that fuckwit's not there? Yeah.
No, certainly not, Krent.
Old sport-loving, balding, fucking weird-looking dude with the big ears. Can we get him out of it? Yeah. Oh, no one knows he's got big ears. They've always got their headphones on.
Yeah, that's it. So that was a secret.
And also, only two people watch the show.
That's
as well,
right. So. That's right. Actually, if people aren't watching it, they're doing themselves a disservice. Yeah. We're on YouTube. Like, you get full episodes on YouTube. There is full episodes on YouTube. Get them up, watch them.
Get on it.
Definitely worth at least having in the background, Krent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a bit of background noise. Get your friends around.
But no, Safer Solar, get onto them. The number's there. We said the number.
Beautiful.
Yep. And I'll have the link in the show notes. It'll take you straight to the form that you can fill out, and someone will give you a buzz.
Job done. Perfect. Easter weekend, mate. Another one in the book.
It was, yeah. I had a good one, actually.
Billy needs to have a ball.
We went down, went on the farm.
The farm.
Down to the wife's sister's house, down at Circular Head.
You're a real-life farmer.
Yes.
Big farming origin.
It was actually funny because we're out in the four-wheelers and we're just moving the cows around, and we're out in the four-wheelers and I found myself in front of the pack at one stage, Krent, and I got to the electric fence there and opened up the gate, and Alfie was on the back of the four-wheeler with me, and he goes, "Dad, you're like a real farmer."
Can we add that to the list of occupations that you've held over the journey?
Down. I got bitten by the electric fence too.
And I know what you said. I wasn't there, but I bet you went, "Oh, you fucking bastard."
No, I didn't.
Everyone always says the same thing. You didn't say that?
No, I actually didn't. I just said, "Oh, that's electric."
Like the brother, the brother, oh, shit.
My brother-in-law said, "Yeah."
That's why we got the sign there.
Made me feel really smart.
That's why we got the sign there that your kids read and didn't fucking touch. You fucking moron.
Yes. No chocolate for me, though, over the Easter break.
You're sticking to your guns.
No, I said over the Easter break.
Right.
No, because I came home early.
Yeah, right.
So I had to work. And then when the wife come up, she come back on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And
open the shoulders.
In tow with just I just got an Easter egg, like an Easter bunny.
Yeah, right.
I love white chocolate.
Yeah, right.
I just got a white chocolate bunny, and I consumed that within about 5 minutes of her walking through the door, and that was it though for chocolate.
I'm a big white chocolate. Yeah. The worst thing, well, probably the best and worst thing about having a stage 4 chocolate addict wife.
Yes.
Beyond ice.
Your wife does.
She
love
just
it.
Bought this massive fucking bag for us and just put it in the top of the cupboard, and we're just going to feast on it for fucking. But shit, I sit down every night, not only chocolate tonight. And then within an hour, you've got a crunchy egg or a white one rolling around you. Yeah. But the worst thing is, she'll go grab a fucking, like a basket full and sit down on the couch next to me. And I'm like,
"Well, what are you going to do?
Thanks for that."
Yeah. But what always, I think it's every single time, the last ones left over are those shitty little solid chocolate eggs.
I like them.
Ah, fuck them off.
Not the shit ones that you buy from like shiploads. They're fucking horrible.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no. Those we ones, buy
they're
the
always
gourmet
the ones
stuff.
That are left over.
We buy the gourmet stuff.
I like the ones with a bit of gooey stuff in the middle, a bit of flavour.
Do you know what's fucking horrible?
What?
Cream eggs.
Which ones are they?
They're called cream eggs, aren't they?
Are they the ones in the red and purple wrapper?
Yeah.
Love them.
Fucking horrible.
No, I love them. Nah, they're the goods.
They're horrible.
Tastes like an actual uncooked egg
in it. I fucking hate it. Anyway, big news of the weekend, Nath, was of course the Dockers are undefeated, 3-0.
Still undefeated.
Can't be stopped.
Saints are 2-1.
So far, we've played
two.
An undermanned an out of touch Brisbane, rocked them, knocked over the powerful North Melbourne Kangaroos in Melbourne. I think they were going for their sixth win in four years. Yeah. So.
Is this sport?
No.
Right.
I just wanted to mention. And then we put in probably the worst performance you've ever seen on Friday night by a team to win a game. But luckily we played Adelaide, who were probably one of the worst teams in the competition.
0-3.
0-3. And they were fucking dreadful. Gorgeous.
Knock.
Gorgeous Owen. Perth day. Game started at 4 o'clock. We kicked 9 goals. They kicked 4.
Wow.
It was an absolute stinker. But when we have a shock like that, we usually lose it. So at least we fucking
won. Yeah, well.
So we'll probably go. I'm not one to make big calls, but I'm tipping an undefeated season.
Undefeated
at this
season.
Stage. Yeah. Oh, we play Carlton this week, so probably get beat by 70. But outside of that, we'll move on real quick, I reckon. But
that wasn't sport.
No.
I reckon the listeners and the watchers at home would agree that that was sport and we'll miss sport this afternoon.
Well, fortunately, the peeps are constantly demanding more sport. They just say,
Brent.
They ring in and say, "Brenton, love the sports section."
Do you think that maybe we should start just a sports podcast? Would that be something that'd tickle your fancy?
For sure, but can we take the we out of it? Just I?
Yeah.
Exactly. Are we both on board
that
with
that?
That
was the path I was going down.
I'm glad. Yeah. Good. Well, I'm just going to head off now then, if that's all right. Fucking hell. Yeah. A bit of fan mail, Nath.
Oh, right, is there? Let's get the stinger for that up then, Crent.
Do you reckon you get it first time?
What a mighty big fan. And why wouldn't you be a fan?
Oh, madness. Not
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Mm. Who we got
fan.
This week?
I'm a huge fan of myself. Number one ticket holder.
That's what I was saying.
Believe it or not, Lord Kenneth.
Fucking again.
Kenneth again.
Is this kind of fucking host or something?
He's all over it. Yeah, he's junior vice president of Barron Industries, I think.
Oh,
he's
right.
Parent company.
Yeah.
He's just stepped straight in. So. Afternoon, Baron and Brent. Last week's Crent was a G-up with the K. Remember he went with the K?
Yes, didn't mind it.
Fucking no. It looks all right. Pretty cool, pretty trendy.
Yeah.
So sport is shit unless you are the one on the big screen, Baron. Remember your little...
On the big screen,
anyway,
but wasn't on the main screen.
Anyway, those eggs are at Aldi if you can get them as the ones that have dried up.
Well, we don't have Aldi down here, mate.
Bathurst, New South Wales.
We don't have Aldi down here, Kenneth.
He's written, have dried up here in Bathurst, New South Wales, not the fucking UK, as we were staking. I don't think there's an Aldi in Tasmania.
No, there isn't.
At all.
No.
Yeah, so there we go.
I believe I did see a petition come through to my Facebook not long ago.
Yeah, they're on about.
I signed it, but I don't think it's going to count. I don't think it's going to.
Probably fucking should.
Yeah, be but, nice.
It would be nice. We deserve it. We deserve more choice.
It probably wouldn't be up at our end of the state anyway.
Probably not at this stage, but I'm sure they'll get there.
Yeah.
Still loving the content, and if I'm happy, so is the missus. Talking about being drunk, I got that drunk one night. I was coming home from Sydney to Liverpool. Again, I'm in fucking New South Wales. Yeah. Again, New South Wales. And fell asleep on the train and woke up in the train, which was terminated between Campbelltown and fuck knows where. So I had to walk back to the station and ask if I could sleep on the seat on the platform and then to wake up with people standing all around me wanting to sit down.
No.
He just cocked across the seats. Good on you, Kenneth. We've all done fucking things.
Well, if the train was cancelled, surely they got to make you know way for people to get home.
No, possibly not. I suppose that's the end of the line, mate, as they say. Reminds me of that time when me and my brother fell asleep on opposite sides of the road. Remember? Oh, that's that Bucks party.
That was his Bucks night.
His Bucks party, yeah.
Yes.
Couldn't wake either of us up. Well, it happens. Kenneth sent through some photos of his toys, too. He's got some pretty cool shit.
Oh, right.
So we might throw them up on the socials. Well,
Grant.
On the socials.
Have you done that yet?
No, I'm about to.
Right, okay.
Even though we spoke last week about doing that, yep.
So what Grant and I have decided to do with videos and photos that we decide to talk about on the show is pre-upload them to our social media because basically as soon as we finish recording, I go and fucking edit it quickly.
Yep.
And then chuck it up and then we walk away and we never think of the episode again.
Just move on with our lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically we're going to try and get some things pre-uploaded to the socials.
Yeah, keep you engaged.
Yes.
Get the fans engaged, Nate. What's pissed you off? Anything today in particular that you might have rang me about?
Yes. There was something, Grant.
There was something.
That's not the right one, though. It's this one. Hang on, let's get this going. What in the world has pissed you off now? Right, so this will be a quick one, but I was fucking fuming before. I get really pissed off over little things.
No.
I flip me fucking lid.
Me too.
And then I'm all right. Now, today, obviously, we got the script sent through for the new sponsor, Safer Solar.
Yep.
And I was trying to print that out so that I could come and record that.
Yep.
Print. However, I was trying to print it out in black and white.
As is regulation.
Yes. But however, our brother printer, the yellow ink was completely empty. And apparently, if any of your ink chambers are empty, it will not print at all because it damages the quality of fucking printing. Now, I don't fucking know.
Who cares?
I don't know how the fuck missing out on yellow ink on a black and white fucking printed piece of paper will damage the fucking quality of printing, Grant. But I was fucking, I wrote to them.
Did ya?
I said, what a fucking terrible excuse for your fucking shit printers not to fucking work when I need them to.
That is fucked.
Yeah. I was, what a fucking joke. You think in
2024
joke.
We could probably find a way.
Exactly,
that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not as if it's fucking Windows 95.
It's not like as if you're fucking chipping it into a fucking
carving it in stone.
That's right.
Queen stone style.
Yeah, let's just get the little thing to go
and fucking do your job, mate.
Just do as you're supposed to do.
An eighth of a page.
It wasn't even that. No. Like, it was a fucking paragraph.
Yeah, six fucking lines. Do your job,
for
printer.
For fuck's sake.
So
you have one. It has one. I know it can scan and stuff like that, but its main job is to print ink onto paper.
Mm, that's your main role. So I would have just smashed it. I can't handle shit like that.
No, I give it a little.
Yeah, I fucking
give it a little fucking
I'll
Mickey A's. Like, but it's the missus's though.
Little fucking sharp.
It is the missus's fucking printers. That's what pissed me off. Oh, fucking printers. Printers are the cunt of the week.
They are, yeah. Well, she can come and watch me smash it if she wants. If it's that'd be, printer, so yeah, I'm sure she'd enjoy that. Work well for all of us.
Anything pissed you off, Grant? No?
Nah, positive person, Nathan.
Nah, you are a very positive
person. Oh, actually, my son and my wife were going to go and down to the bedroom and watch football Friday night. It was quite emotional early on, so when we were playing like dog shit.
Oh, right. But
that's about as bad as my week gets.
Yeah, yeah. But hey, we all get I sort of come out to the shed now to watch my games.
Yeah. I'm a shocking supporter. I get that worst. Wild. Like one bad turnover and fuck me. Yep. Get off the list.
And here's the thing. When the Tassie side comes in, they will fucking hear me from down there when I'm up here watching it on TV. But they will hear me.
Yeah, they're very fucking true. Yes. I'll be in the stand while we're watching it.
I'm going to try and get to as many games as I can.
Four a season, I reckon.
Yeah, I think if you can do four a season from the north end of the state, you've done a pretty good job.
Especially so if anyway, we'll get to it in sport.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
We'll get to it in sport. Believe it or not, there's a couple of things about it in sport.
Yep.
Just write that down.
Okay. Righto, moving on. Righto, let's go.
Sorry. Mm. People are getting bored.
Yeah.
One thing I do today, I do it all the time and I fucking notice, do you always say goodbye on the phone last? I feel rude if I cut someone off and just be like, bang.
You should say that. It happened to me today. Someone I was on the phone to, they said, righto, I'll catch you later. And I went, yep, no worries. And I was about to say goodbye and they'd already hung up. I thought,
they've got to let you finish your farewell, haven't they? Yeah, I got to go, yeah. And I even throw in that, yep, see you, bye. Yep, no worries. Yep, see. Like I say that four times because I feel like I can't fucking ruthlessly.
Well, as a guy that speaks to me a lot on the phone, quite often I will say, righto, I'll love you, goodbye.
Not quite often. You say it every time.
Yeah, I do say it every time.
And if I ever, get killed by a train,
you'll know.
I'll know how you felt about me, which is really special. That's right. So, yeah. People regret not
even
saying
if, even if I'm the driver of said train.
Why is that gun speeding up? I'm stuck on this. My bike's stuck. Fuck, he's getting faster.
And I'm going, fuck your sport.
Shut the fuck up about sport, Fred. Bang. Full throttle. Yeah. I'm not sure how a train works, but does it have like a Fast and Furious gearbox? Or you just go, fuck, start smacking them through?
Mate. So,
right.
No, but yes, I'm a big goodbye on the phone. I love you. Goodbye.
Big on farewells. Yep. You are a big greetings person in general.
I am. With the love you thing, I said that I've made the mistake a couple of times of saying it to the wrong people.
Like, I can imagine.
I received the phone call. This was years ago, back when I was teaching swimming. I received the phone call from someone from the education department who was confirming that I was going for a job interview. The next afternoon, I said, yes, I am, rah, rah, rah. Had the conversation, and I said, okay, I love you, goodbye. What have I just said?
That's one of them moments where, like that girl, where you just drive to the airport and start a new life journey or something.
That's right. Like,
fuck,
but I drove all up the coast, I'm married. Pretended to love a girl and married her. No, I did not. It was brought up in the interview, and it was quite funny. So
yeah, right.
But because I do say it to everyone. So.
Yeah, you do.
Everyone that I know.
That's right. It's very special. Moving along, we had one category Hep specially requested for you, actually, Hep. This is part of our unpopular opinion category we've been running with. It's unpopular.
And,
bands you hate that everyone loves.
Oh, well.
This is pretty standard. We probably touched on a couple of yours, we said a few
last week, didn't we? Or not last week, 7 months ago. Two episodes ago.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Anyway, a few of the weird ones, I thought this was fucking, some of them are weird, but first bloke wrote a comment, U2, Slayer and Taylor Swift. And that's probably the most diverse fucking...
Yeah, that's... he's why are you listening to all three of those?
It's probably a reason you don't like any of them. It's a
wide range of bands there.
It's not as if he's just got Nickelback, Creed, Matchbox 20 or something like
that. None of them are similar, are they?
Not at fucking all. I thought that was a bit different. One bloke loves rap, lives for hip-hop, hates Eminem.
Oh, come on.
Do you reckon he might be slightly racist?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to go down that path.
You're not keen? Another one was there, which I thought was strange, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, can you hate Guns N' Roses?
I'm not sure you can hate Guns N' Roses.
I think there's a few bands out there that's like, surely they've played something that you've liked.
You've got to have liked.
Yeah, I mean, like your Guns N' Roses, your AC/DC's, Metallica. I think they've all played something, at least one song that you've liked.
Mate,
surely.
I'm pretty sure my grandmother and her line dancing friends danced to fucking Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah,
surely.
Absolutely.
Like, there's not a person I've ever heard say, I'll fucking turn this off,
fucking
I hate this song.
Take me down to the Paradise City, mate. Like, you've got to have something
surely
there.
Surely you're enjoying something. So. Yeah. And of course, you've got a couple. Who's your go-to?
So U2 is one of mine. I'm not a fan. And I hated it when they, because I'm iTunes, they put a free album in there.
Ooh. And it was U2.
I was like, what the fuck? Why is this shit in my thing? And I never deleted it. It was there for fucking years. And when you put your, just chuck your music on random one day and I'm just cruising to Hobart or whatever, and I think, what's this fucking shit song? And I pick up my phone, oh, it's fucking U2. I go, what's this garbage?
Oh, you instantly recognise.
I don't know who it is. And I'll go, who the fuck's this? I don't like this at all.
Oh, right.
And it's like, fucking that fucking U2 album.
U2 songs I quite like.
Yeah. Powderfinger is another one.
Not a big fan.
Not a fan of Powderfinger. I actually liked a couple of Bernard Fanning songs when he went out on his own.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the band, all these bands are great, but like I just don't fucking, they're not my fucking, people love them and I'm like, nah.
Yeah, no, I'm sticking with fucking more Red Hot Chili Peppers. I've never liked any of their songs.
Oh, I've liked, there's a couple of songs I like, but I'm not a huge fan
fucking
of them.
Fucking bore me to tears. I fucking wouldn't think of anything fucking worse. I'd rather listen to the fucking KFC theme song on a loop, I reckon, than fucking.
Oh, that'd be rough.
You reckon?
Which one?
The what's fucking the
finger
latest
licking
one?
Good one? Yeah. Or take my money or no?
Yeah, that one. Speaking of KFC, or well, not actually.
I've got an unpopular opinion though.
Go.
Lasagna.
I think you've touched on that, haven't you?
I might have done, and I just can't remember. Like I said, we do the episode, and we walk away, we forget about it.
We don't give a fuck. Yeah,
so we're on repeat. But look, I was having the conversation last night, and I said to him, I said, because the guy that trains me in the train,
yep.
He says, oh, yeah, I made lasagna on the weekend. I went, oh, don't fucking say it. And he goes, what do you mean? So don't, because I don't like lasagna, and you're going to sit there and you're going to tell me, oh, but you haven't tried mine. And every single person does it. And he goes, well, you haven't though, have you? And I said, mate, I'm fucking telling you, it's no good. Lasagna is garbage.
Just throwing something out there. Mate of mine makes a chicken lasagna.
Here we fucking go.
So it's the sheets. It's the cheesiness and the sheets you don't like.
I don't like pasta.
Oh, yeah, you've tried.
Right. The cheesiness? I fucking love the cheese, mate.
Craig McRae's says, cheese you can't spoil anything with too much cheese.
Cheese is the tits, mate. Yeah, it is the tits. Absolute tits. No. So the funny thing is I always take just mince for dinner. Like when I'm on the train because I'm chuck in the microwave. Just mince. As in
mince meat, right?
And,
on its own?
Yeah, mince meat. Just mince meat with salt, pepper and a bit of smoked paprika. Anyway, look, don't worry about it, Cramp. It's not, you don't have to eat it if you don't want it. It's okay. Right, yep. I do. I like it. I enjoy it.
Congratulations, yep.
Funny thing is, so the next night after we'd had this lasagna conversation, then I said
Lasagne?
Yeah, lasagne. I said, no, I don't like fucking, I don't like lasagna. The next night, what I did was I grabbed the mince and I chucked some cheese on top. And I said, there you go, mate. Chuck that in the microwave, mate. That's me lasagna. wasn't happy.
Wasn't impressed. Did not see the funny side of it.
Did not see the funny side.
Not having a fucking bar.
It's not lasagna, mate. I said, righto, Tiger.
Fucking hell, it's not. Yeah. Wait, you got a microwave on board the train?
Absolutely, yeah. Wow. Microwave, fridge, yeah. Wow. Some of the older ones, like some, not the old ones, two of the older ones actually have a cooktop on it. Like a
fuck, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Aren't you meant to be watching what the fuck you're doing?
Yeah, but like you have a lunch break, so you pull up. In certain stations you can pull up. Yeah. But like with the microwave, you can just bang her in the microwave. You can eat where you're going. Steal. It's not too bad. You don't have to steer these things. They do that bit themselves.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
That way. Be fucked. Trains 101.
Yeah. Just with trains. Don't fucking run the lights.
No.
Either, you fuckers.
No.
No good. We can't stop.
He's a passionate man.
Yeah, we can't stop.
Well, you're not going that fucking far. Surely you can stop.
Well, you want to pull up a fucking 800 metre long vehicle. Good luck
chuck
to
you. Chuck the handbrake on, son.
Yeah.
Speaking of fast food like we were before, they've brought the Mac family back to Macca's. I don't know what the fuck that is. I was mesmerised today that I didn't know because apparently every cunt knows what it is. Emily Seabomb.
Right. Hang on. It's not the because you know that McDonald's was stolen, don't you?
Yeah, I've seen some.
Yeah.
Customers can get their hands on the much-loved range, including the Mac Junior or the Grand Big Mac.
Oh!
So some Macca's fans know... This is not a struggle you face.
Yeah.
Some Macca's fans know all too well the struggle of craving a Big Mac but not being hungry enough to justify the double-decker burger.
What?
Enter the Mac Junior, which boasts the same flavours as the classic Big Mac at a fraction of the size with only one patty as opposed to two. But if you want a little more bang for your buck, the Grand Big Mac, as the name suggests, is a heartier version of the original. Bigger buns, bigger patties.
Well, the burgers need to get bigger.
Yeah, they've
shrunk over years.
I'm an athlete, mate.
My hands haven't grown that much, mate.
Fuck no. But it brought me to this bloke. He's in Supersize Me. Fuck this dude.
Oh, that fucking show.
Don Gorski extends his Guinness World Record for most McDonald's Big Macs eaten. He's over 34,000 Big Macs this man's eaten in his life.
That's rough.
He used to consume 9 Big Macs a day, but had to cut it down to 1 for lunch and 1 for dinner. He does this every day.
That's a big cut.
That's a substantial
cut. Isn't it?
But the funniest part of this whole thing I loved, one of his friends once bet him to eat a Whopper from Hungry Jack's, bet him $5 to eat a Whopper. He ate it, didn't care for it, took the $5 and went and got a cup of Big Macs. That is commitment, isn't it?
Yes, that is commitment to the cause. So that was the guy that was in Supersize Me, was it?
No, not the main one that done it. I'm pretty sure that's where.
Because the guy that did, I think that the rule was it was a documentary.
Yeah.
And every time we went in and bought McDonald's, if they said Supersize Me, would you like Supersize? He had to say yes.
Yep.
And there was times there where he was like almost throwing up while he was eating.
He did, day four, he was throwing up.
But he had to finish everything, didn't he?
That's right. Yeah. He ate it for 30 days, 3 meals a day, but
pumped on the weight, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and his cholesterol and everything, all the shit went through the roof. But he admitted years later and that it wasn't entirely accurate. He was actually an alcoholic at the time.
Oh.
That's why when he went to the doctor and his liver count, all this shit was so it was bad.
Drinking.
Because he was a fucking alcoholic.
Yeah, right.
So, and had been for some time. So there was a lot of it. Yeah. Like everything like that, you've got to sort of take it with a grain of salt.
Years later,
things have come out that weren't entirely accurate. Mm. So saying that, I've got no fucking doubt eating Macca's three times a day for a month is not good for
you. It's no good for you. But that probably would have contributed to people suing McDonald's for making them fat.
They actually took away the super Macca, because it never came to Australia, but the supersize option of States was abolished as of the result of that doco.
It was like a bucket.
Oh, mate, well, the fucking chips was like that.
Yeah.
And they actually got rid of that upon release of the movie. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I remember, back to your actual story, the Mac Jr. I remember that, but I don't remember it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, that didn't fucking... As soon as I said it, I went, oh, that was bad.
This is going to go well.
Yeah, this is gonna, the socials will love this
one. A bit
of
a Clancy.
Yeah.
You got a new Clancy?
But I vaguely remember the Mac Jr., but I've never had it.
I'm not sure when
I never had it. Yeah.
Nah, fair enough.
Not a Big Mac fan. I'm a DQP. Quarter pounder.
I knew you were a DQP.
Any day of the week for me, Chris.
Special. Few nuggets.
Yeah.
And how's your prehistoric meat-only diet going? You sticking to it or?
That's part of the mince, mate. That's why I take the mince.
So we had Macca's the other Friday night. Is that not?
Like I said, I'm going 80%.
Right.
I'm doing okay, but every now and then I'll just, like the fucking chocolate bunny.
Bang.
It's definitely not animal-based. So,
it's a bunny.
Yeah, it is a bunny.
Yeah. Surely you get away with that, your personal trainer.
You know, like it's just probably rather than I'm not doing it all the time. Like I'm not doing 100%, but I'm trying to prioritize eating animal based foods as opposed to the putting my hand in the bain-marie and all that shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Old Dim Sims.
Couple of beers on a Friday night, mate. That sends me straight to the shop.
Out comes the Doritos, and out comes the
Yeah.
That's right. Piss won't put weight on you. It's what you eat when you piss.
That's what I say.
Nick Riewoldt, Nafe.
Superstar.
One of your favourites.
Mm.
Look like a fucking emu. He lives in the States now, of course, with his American wife and his children.
Fact.
He went out recently on his ranch in Texas. Ranch. Mm-hmm. I loved how they say ranch. They could just say at his place of residence.
Yes.
Or had to go with ranch. Dark outside, and being the ranch type he is, he felt pretty confident in his surrounds. Barefoot, walked out and was looking for the light switch. Walking along a wall, looked down because I'd trodden on something and couldn't quite figure out what it was. Till he started hearing a ch-ch-ch-ch. He trod on a fucking rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake. No!
Rattlesnake.
Whoa, barefoot, fucking burn the house down.
Barefoot in a different country. Oh, he's country now, but a totally foreign fucking place to him. Trod on a rattlesnake with bare feet. Somehow it didn't strike, which he was fucking flabbergasted. Apparently, it's what they do when they feel like any snake.
Yeah. But I think the rattles, I think they don't give you the warning strike like a lot. I don't know if that's true. The warning strike. I don't know if that's a true thing. Like a lot of snakes, apparently they give you a warning shot.
Yeah, right.
Next comes the venom, right?
Yeah, right.
But I don't think the rattlesnake does that.
I don't want to find out. It just goes for the fucking jugular. Here you go, cock.
Genocide.
She's over. Yeah. It slithered off. He sung out everyone in the house. He said he absolutely lost it. I think there was some residue in my pants afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever shit myself that hard in my life.
That's was no a quote. Good. Yeah.
Absolutely terrified. And because he called everyone out, everyone came out for a look at they just laughed at him, but which is fucking I wouldn't be laughing.
No, I'd say, mate,
get the fucking side, let's lock every fucking door.
Yeah. Or get in the car, burn the fucking house down.
Straight to the airport, back to Melbourne.
Yeah, back to Melbourne. That's it. City.
Well, floor 46.
Yeah, we're living that's it, yeah. Good luck climbing up here, you slithery
come
prick.
On, you cock. Yeah. Yeah, barefoot. Couldn't fucking believe it. But apparently there's 10 species of rattlesnake believed to be in Texas alone.
Oh, so I thought the rattlesnake was a species.
Well, there must be different, yeah. But one or two people die each year to rattlesnake bites in Texas.
Okay. Although that's not a lot.
Only about one every 500 is fatal. Still not a great fucking...
Right, so maybe they do give the warning shot.
Yeah, still not a great fucking percentage, though. I wouldn't really want to...
Yeah,
fuck, I'd shit myself. That's one of my greatest fears, I reckon.
Snakes, fuck. Yeah, no thanks. Yeah,
fuck, no.
Saw one across the road here.
Did you?
Yeah, it was back through COVID, so Alfie and I were going for lots of walks together.
Yep.
And I took him across the road to the beach, and then we went just along a bit, and there's a bit of bushland.
Was it warm?
Not overly.
Yeah, right.
But he was running in front of me, and I remember I just had to run after him and grab him by the hood of his hoodie and say, get back here.
Bang.
There's a snake up there.
Get back here, Coco. Yeah, wow.
Never walked that part of the area again.
No, I wouldn't either.
Mm.
I'd torch the whole fucking beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Fuck.
Yeah, that. Fuck them.
Not good. Mike Tyson, Nafe, your man.
Looking forward to the fight.
Iron Mike with Jake Paul. Yeah, Logan Jake Paul. Paul.
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. Jake Paul.
Now Logan Paul's come out trapping off too, reckons he could beat him.
I hope he bashed his fuck out of both of them.
Look, I don't care. Like, I wouldn't want to throw hands with any of them, to be honest. Like,
oh, well, I'd bash them fucking balls.
Here we fucking go. But, like, I don't know. Like, Mike Tyson's pretty old now.
Yeah, I know, but have you seen some of the videos?
But he moves differently. He moves differently than
he's in better nick than he's probably fucking ever been. Yeah. And less, like, jail time as of late too, yes, so it's yes. probably bodes well.
I'm just looking forward to watching. I want to watch the fight. Yeah. So
it'll only be like 3 2-minute rounds or something.
I don't know what it'll be, but win, lose or draw, I think.
Hopefully Iron Mike goes for the throw. He probably, I hope he fucking knocks someone out. No.
Right.
Anyway, that's not even the fucking story.
Okay, let's get into the story. Yep.
The headline is Iron Mike hopes to deliver knockout blow with cannabis edible ears.
What are they, like a fucking gummy or something?
Cannabis. In a nod to his most notorious fight.
What? Cannabis? Oh, so just fucking mull her up, mate. Shape her into an ear.
No, I don't fucking know. Hang on. Well, if you'd fucking shut up.
Or is it a muffin or is it a bicky out. Or what?
Again.
Ear-shaped bicky?
You reckon if I finish right. these you next fucking ahead. Six lines,
you go ahead and read it then.
Right. In a nod to Tyson's 1997 bout against Holyfield, the second time they'd met in the ring became known as the Bite Fight following Iron Mike's act of partial cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
He's hoping Remember to deliver it. A knockout blow with his new cannabis product, edibles in the shape of nibbled ears. The bizarre products are a nod to when fucking same shit. Edibles have released, been released by Tyson 2.0, a cannabis company founded by the iconic boxer known as Iron Mike. They come in flavors including black eye berry, sour apple punch, and watermelon.
Doesn't sound like a cookie.
No, I'd say it is a lolly.
It's more of a gummy sort of edible, thing so. Set up.
I'd not say. Everyone in the cannabis industry is said to be enthused about the release of Tyson's product.
I don't think I'd be enthused about it either, but good luck to him. People will buy it.
I was going
to
say, they're probably his fucking competition. Yeah. They haven't got the profile that Iron Mike's got. Right. He's not like the Baron.
No.
I don't think he's got 700,000 TikTok followers, mate. And counting. Have we hit 8 yet?
No. Long love 8.
There so was, we just plateaued around 700.
Yeah, plateaued around 744, I think.
Or 700,000, I reckon I'd have 9 or 10 if I signed up. And not, it's not 1,000.
It's just all about content. Getting the content out there, Crank.
Yeah, fuck the content. Yeah, right. Taylor Swift is now a billionaire,
okay.
Which she fucking probably was already.
I'm surprised that she wasn't a billionaire prior to you telling me this.
She may have been, but apparently not. The world's wealthiest revealed in 2024 Forbes list. The US country turned pop singer is the only musician to have earned more than $1 billion from her songs and performances alone, Forbes says. Taylor Swift has made it on the list of the world's billionaires. Her Eras tour spanning 152 shows and 5 continents generated more than $1 billion in revenue. The 34-year-old superstar, she's the same age as me. Kindred souls.
Wow.
Kindred souls.
Gone mildly, on a similar. Mildly separate paths.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Very like it's similar, but just separate.
Have you heard me fucking sing?
Yeah.
I've been.
I haven't, and
more
I'm
more successful in a different
I haven't. I haven't heard you sing, and I'm glad I haven't heard you
pretty
sing.
Pretty special. She stole the show at this year's Grammy Awards by winning Album of the Year for the 4th time. And she said to accumulate a fortune of $1.1 billion. I reckon it's fucking more. The estimated figure is based on the value of Swift's music, earnings from her world tour, and her real estate portfolio. The US country turned pop singer is the only musician to have earned so much money from her songs and performances alone.
So that's just the songs and. Now, here's the thing, though, right? So they mustn't earn very much money per song. Because you think about it, right? She's written heaps. Heaps of fucking hit singles, right? At least, right?
Yeah.
So someone goes and buys that. They're like $2 a song. Say you buy them from iTunes or something. Yeah. Like $2 a song.
With fuck all, Spotify. I pay like $12 a month Spotify and listen to them all.
She should have sold fuckloads. Yeah, but I know. But I don't know. I don't understand it.
Like, I don't know whether that means in the calendar year.
I reckon it's probably calendar year.
1.1 billion.
Think of the fucking. She sold out the fucking shows.
Yeah. MCG, 96,000, like, 3 nights in a row.
And how much would it cost a ticket there?
Oh, fuck. Average of probably $300.
Yeah, so that's average. What I mean. Like, so, you know, but then, I mean, she's got to pay the band and all that.
Oh, if you guys over a billion, she's probably got 400 million costs.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? But Say she's only clearing a measly 600.
Fucking hard. Out of that's hard going.
What a shocking net profit ratio. Fucking get your boost your figures, love. Yeah. Sort your fucking self out, Blondie.
Jesus.
And a relationship with NFL player Travis Kelce. Did you know they're going out? Has that popped up at all?
Are you fucking joking? Yes. Surely not.
It's fucking everywhere. I really like him, but I'm fucking nearly sick of both of them. It's just everywhere.
Ah, look, that's all we see.
She's one of, 265 people joined the list this year, and there's, believe it or not, 2,781 billionaires in the world. Billionaires.
Really?
That's a lot, isn't
it? That's a fuckload.
Yeah. I was surprised at that. That's a lot of fucking the world.
Well, I can tell you fucking two people that aren't on that list. Me and you.
You and Meg. Is that what you're going to say? I'm just shy, I think.
Yeah, you're shy.
If I had like another 998 million,
yeah, I'd be close.
I'd be still a fair way off. Nathan, we've reached the pinnacle of the show.
See, I don't even bother putting the fucking...
On the first tile.
Is it this one?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I think it's that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap on your boots. It's time for Current's Crappy Sports Section.
Great little stinger, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a great name for this segment. Crappy Sports Section.
Well, I disagree. Cracking Sports Section.
All right, let's go. Get into it.
Timmy Zoo, our man, the Australian Timmy Zoo, controversially.
Yes.
Lost a split decision. He was cut open the second round by an accidental elbow. Won the first two rounds comfortably, I might add.
Oh, so okay. I obviously haven't seen the fight.
For some reason, the fight went on and he lost on points, split decision. Despite the height advantage, he was fucking massive, this other fucker, this Fandora. Tim couldn't fucking see for the next 10 rounds. He had blood streaming in his eyes the whole time.
He said that like he was surprised that they let it keep going.
I can't believe it wasn't a no contest.
But whether or not he said that because he lost, but I don't know.
No, he's pretty honest, dude. I don't mind him. But you could tell, like, he had fucking blood and it was streaming down his throat. There was blood everywhere. There was blood over him, the other guy, the fucking ring. It was, pretty, not a great look for the sport. That's had a fair share of controversy over the game. But I think you've stalled him out in the rematch. There's talk of the rematch being in Australia.
I will win that one then.
But yeah, well, that's how boxing works. Yeah. Go to Germany, knock someone out, you get a split draw.
Yeah. So,
majority draw. So, a bit more. It's going to be delayed, though, because the Nevada State Athletic Commission announced on Wednesday that Zoo would not be allowed to fight until the 15th of May after the elbow to his head in the clash caused gushing and 10 stitches. And Fandora, who had his nose broken early in the bout, has been suspended until September 27.
So who said this? Nevada who?
The sanctioning body of the fight. The Nevada
Athletic Commission. Right.
But
so they then dictate when he can fight again?
Well, because they'd have their own doctors that would examine them and say these boys aren't fit for. But neither of them, after a fight like that, neither of them will fight for fucking months anyway.
It's
3 or 4 months comfortably. But he can get cleared a bit sooner. But yeah, I think he'll take him on hopefully in August, September in Australia. It'd be fucking pretty special to go and watch, actually. Nath might be one for the finals to travel to.
Well.
Have to go and have a squeeze.
See where it is.
Hopefully not in fucking Perth.
Hopefully it's in 3 years at the new stadium down in Tasmania.
Yeah, it could well be. We'll be attracting all the talent. Yeah.
I see ya.
Because the stadium is happening.
Yes.
And it's going to be built.
Regardless of what other people want.
Fun fact, Nath, not sure if you knew this. We might do a true or false, actually.
Okay, right, let's do that.
True or false. Every boxing world champion retains permanent ownership of that championship belt, and a new one is constructed and given to the new champion when a champion is defeated.
Oh. I'll say true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. You retain, so you probably quite often see probably in docos and that with retired boxers, they've got them all on the wall.
Once you win a championship,
you keep that belt.
You keep it and
forever.
Then they make a new one
for the
next
guy.
For
the next guy. Yeah. So when a fight finishes, if you're defeated as the champion, the belt that is held up by the other guy is that belt, but it is then returned to you.
Back.
And yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So that's something. A lot of people don't know that.
Why don't they just pre-make it though? Bring it to the fight just in case the other guy wins and go, there you go, mate. You can
quite
take
often
that.
They do. Actually, that's probably happens more often. But I don't think they have it ringside. They don't want two belts to be there.
It's more of the stigma of...
Yeah, that's right. Years ago, Daniel Gill, when he beat, I think it was Felix Sturm in Germany, which again, fucking never happens. WBA hadn't even constructed a belt. Just didn't think it was even going to fucking happen. So it took him months and months to get his belt.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy with that, Grant. I get pretty impatient with things like that.
Yeah, you do.
So, it's mine. Give it to me now.
And another one, mate. The Jack Jumpers, the pride of the... I was about to say the pride of Tassie.
The pride of Australia.
They're the national sweethearts at the moment.
Yeah.
Jack Bunk.
Good
the
on
most
them.
Successful expansion team, they're calling them now in NFL history. And one of the more successful stories of any expansion team, really, you could say. Third year NBL champions.
Yes.
Fucking incredible achievement.
The second finals campaign.
Second time in being to the grand final series in 3 years, and they just took the title. Scott Roth, the coach... I don't think he'll ever buy a beer in Tasmania ever again.
No, I reckon he could walk into a bar.
Stanley Pub tonight.
There you go,
and he'd be like there, so there you go, son.
Yep.
That one's there. The next 12 are on me.
That's it.
And there's my wife if you want somewhere to stay.
I sleep on the left side of the bed, so you do too.
Yeah, no, pretty special. Jordan Crawford, after a bit of an off few weeks throughout the finals, he caught fire and nailed 27 points in the first half.
Wow.
Finished with 32 for the game and player of the match. Jack McVay, for his Herculean fucking efforts throughout the finals, was MVP. Finals MVP.
Yes. He was the one that hit the half quarter, didn't he?
Half court to win three. The third game. He was the most informed athlete in the fucking world, I reckon. At the time. He just was, you know, where you just hit that sweet spot in your career.
You get it.
Like in our illustrious sporting careers.
Mate, that's why I'm still.
Well, that's why I'm still playing, because I haven't got there at all. Yeah. I'm yet to see any sort of sweet spot.
Searching for that sweet spot.
Searching for that bit of form where you're actually somewhat close to being a positive member of the team. Like, not with every time you get the ball, everyone goes, oh, fuck it. He's going to fuck this up. But, I just feel I was probably a little bit over the top with it, but I was just fucking stoked. I just could not believe they pulled that off.
I was pretty happy. I sat here in Baron HQ and watched it. I was excited for him. It was great.
It was fucking sensational.
Yeah. I watched game four as well, the one in Hobart. I really wanted to win that.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to win at home, don't you? That would have been
when
great.
When they lost that, I thought, fuck, there's our chance. We'll fuck this up.
Yeah.
To beat them twice on the road, that was a fucking good team. Matty Delavadova is an NBA champion. Yeah. Golding's a fucking star. Travers.
When we were talking about it last week, I hadn't seen any of the Jack Jumpers games yet. And I thought you were saying that Delavadova plays for Tasmania.
Sorry.
He can go and get fucked, that guy.
I always liked Deli, but he was a bit painful.
He was good. He played really well in game three. Game four. Very good.
The Kings of Tasmania at the moment, the Jack Jumpers. They're going to get up the coast and do a few things, I understand. Which is why another big part of why they've been so successful. They've embraced all of Tasmania.
The whole of Tasmania.
Not just fucking Hobart, which is what's united the place, really.
Yes. Unfortunately, they have the map on their back. But they are.
Fuck me. Here we go with the map.
It's probably more that particular map that I'm worried about.
Anyway, we'll sort it out. Just a quick one from your old mate, Harry Kane. That name ring a bell?
No.
He's one of the best footballers in the world. Soccer players, sorry, I'll say to you.
Yep, that's why I've never heard of him.
England international, England captain. Some people just curse when it comes to sport. Tottenham legend and second on the all-time goal scoring in English Premier League history. Right. So he's just a part of the Premier League at the start of this season.
And second on the all-time goal scorers list.
Yeah, in the Premier League. In
England. Wow.
Yeah, so he's just left the league.
So he's a reasonable player. He's quite a good player. And I've never fucking heard of him.
Harry had been the butt of a lot of jokes over the journey with Tottenham's inability to win trophies. They lost the Champions League final a few years ago. They finished second in the Premier League a few years ago. They just never quite get there.
Always the bridesmaid.
And he's never won a major trophy. So this season, Harry thought, fuck this, I'm going to go to a bigger club. So he signed at Bayern Munich, the German Giants. You would have heard of Bayern Munich.
Nope.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Fuck me. Anyway, they're the most dominant German club by a long way and one of the best teams in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They've won 33 league titles in total, including the last 11 in a row.
Right, okay.
So they go all right.
Bit like South Burnie too.
Similar. Very similar. Just not as elite.
Also won 11
premierships. Not as professional.
Yeah.
Was it 12 or 11?
No, they lost their 12th. Right. They won 11, lost their 12th. Yeah.
Fucking poor effort. Yeah. Anyway, so Harry's like, fuck it, I'm going to go to Bayern Munich. With 7 matches remaining in the league, Bayern sits second, 13 points behind by Leverkusen, who have yet to be defeated. They're having the fucking world a year.
No. So Harry's found their sweet spot.
They found their sweet spot. Sure, it's going to happen to me one day, isn't it? Harry's played his part. He scored 31 league goals in 27 games, which is a phenomenal effort. But poor old Harry's cursed. He's going to miss out.
He's not going to get there again. Because they don't actually play a premiership, do they? It's just whoever wins.
Well, they have cup tournaments, and the league table is just whoever finishes on top with their little league. Yeah. And then they have. But they're still in the Champions League, final eight. So they're a chance for European glory. But they got knocked out of the German Cup early as well.
But which one do they want to win? They want to win their...
Oh, look, there's Champions of Europe is pretty special.
Yeah.
They don't come around very often. I think if any club was given the option, you'd probably say Champions League or league title.
But this is the thing, though. Look, and let's go with championships, right? So NBA and NBL.
Yep.
I think basketball does it right.
You reckon?
Their search to find the best team of that year is impeccable. So NBA
leaves no stone unturned.
Best out of 7 games, mate.
Yeah.
Right. So you can't just rock up to an AFL premiership and win one and get the medal. Like, you've got to win. Yeah. These guys have to win.
So an NBA playoffs, you can play 28 games to win.
Yeah.
It's a fucking long time, isn't it?
So it's grueling, and you do find your best team. So these guys don't even have a final match. It's just, oh, yep, they won the most throughout
the year. In Champions League final, cup final and everything. They have cup finals. Yeah. But yeah.
I'm talking about the league. The
yeah, it is different. But saying that, it's sort of also, I know you disagree with me, and I disagree, but I'm just making the point that it is the clearest indication too of who's been the best team for the
all
season.
All year. Yeah, true.
Like sometimes you win
the minor premiership sort of thing, yeah.
You're in a game round two, but in our finals, no, if it means fuck all.
Yeah.
Because you've just got to get there on the day and have a crack at it. But that all adds up.
That all matters,
They have to bank them points to be the most.
Yeah,
so
can't
it's
just
probably,
drop a game. Can't drop a game in June, Crent.
No, just say, oh, fuck it. We'll fix them up in the finals. Yeah. Like, oh, fuck, we're 6 points behind them now. We're fucked. So, yeah, that's, different. But, yeah, I can see both points, really, but soccer will never change. It's the most famous sport in the world. Yeah, and biggest sport in the world. That is my dossier complete.
That was heavily sport tonight, Crent.
No, where?
Well, we started with sport. We had more sport in the middle.
Where was the middle sport?
Oh, I can't remember. We'll talk about the stadium at some point.
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, that was it. Yeah. But before we do go...
Not enough sport, some might say.
Yeah. Before we do go, let's have another message from... G'day, legends. The Baron here, your host with the most. Now, let's chat about something that's been in the news lately. Solar panels. Mate, they're not just a game changer. They're a bloody ripper. They slash your electricity bill faster than you can say, righto. And guess what? Rain, hail, or shine, they're still pumping out that sweet, sweet power. Now, hold on to your hats because I've got some exciting news. Safer Solar is our official new partner. This lot have been in business for over 10 years and operate across four different states, including Victoria, ACT, New South Wales, and you guessed it, Tasmania. Head over to our Insta bio, hit the referral link, and score some extra savings off your solar system. Use code BARON, that's B-A-R-O-N, to let the team know who referred you. So, yes, if you take anything out of this episode and any future episodes, take that out. Go and talk to Safer Solar and find out homeowners or people that own the home with the bank, at least.
Yep.
Go and find out whether it's viable for you to get it. It's definitely worthwhile looking into because you will save money.
I've taken one thing from this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not required.
Not
my services no longer required. Like Scotty Cummings, every time he was told he was a required player, he was fucking traded 2 weeks later.
Yes, he was. He went to three clubs, was he?
Four, I think.
Four, wow.
I've been a required. Have I been a required player? Required player, do you? I think I've been my fucking rights have been signed.
No, but thanks again, Crent. That's 23 in the bank.
Bang.
Right, yeah.
Well played.
Now I've got to go and find the outro. This happened to me last week. I was on the wrong page for the outro.
This happens every fucking week.
I know. Righto, that finishes off episode 23, Crent. Don't forget to follow us on all of our socials, The Baron Files on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, fucking you name it, we're all there. YouTube especially, go and watch full episodes on YouTube. Do yourself a favour, Crent.
Yep.
What's the email address again?
BaronFiles@outlook.com.
BaronFiles@outlook.com.
Bang, bang.
Send an email. Don't forget to go and see Safer Solar and save some money on your electricity bills.
Fucking now.